I want to look at the four different areas. I want to talk about missions, our assemblies, our preaching, and then talk about our elders or our leaders. First of all, let's talk about missions. The last thing Jesus ever said was to go make disciples. One of the last things he said, I want you to go and make disciples of all nations. And surely the person who says something right at the end of his or her life, obviously, are the things that are most important in his life. It's obvious that we, as a church, as a fellowship of churches of Christ, are basically what we call in a decline. Christian Chronicle reported not too long ago that in the last 9 years, that there are 102,000 fewer members and 708 fewer churches. When you cross the country and talk about where churches are growing, I think we have to say we're basically in a decline situation. USA Today talked about the mosques have risen 74% in the last decade. Now that to me was unbelievable, that they could be growing in our country faster than we are growing. Question now is, that's the issue, what's the answer to it? First of all, the answer is not making a mission statement. I know of several churches that have made mission statements, spent 5 or 6 months, a committee formed to know exactly what the mission statement is, and they finally come up with a statement that's a mission statement. And a year later, half the church couldn't tell you what that mission statement was. Now, it's good to have a mission statement, I'm not saying, but I don't believe that's the answer to it. Well, we need to hire more preachers, more staff. Well, sometimes that's not the answer either. It's been my experience that sometimes churches hire a lot of staff people. They got a youth minister, an involvement minister, an educational minister, and a preaching minister. And many churches are suffering from what I call staff infection. Got a lot of staff, but not really anything going on. Now, I'm not against hiring staff. However, that cannot be an end within itself. The more staff that you have in a church, the more volunteers you ought to have. In other words, if they're not stretching out and reaching more, then probably they're not doing their job. Well, if we had a better building, I believe there's a possibility that we have allowed our buildings and our own comfort to sacrifice the mission. I know of a number of churches that this past year have closed their doors and sold their buildings because they couldn't afford the utilities. They can't afford to hire a preacher. They can't even hire to do mission work because of a building. And I'm not against buildings, but that's probably not the answer to what needs to be done. What is the answer? Number one, I believe that we have to return to a very simple New Testament concept, and I simply call it the priesthood of all believers. In other words, everybody is a minister. Everybody basically is a servant. I believe the church that has one minister is sick, unscriptural, and will die. I believe the church that has two ministers is sick and unscriptural and will die. Until we come to the conclusion, folks, that all of us are ministers, talking about a return to New Testament Christianity, we don't know what it's all about. Driving down the road in West Tennessee, one day I was driving down the road and there was a sign, talked about the Church of Christ. At the bottom of the sign, instead of putting the minister's name, they said, ministers, all the members of this church. I nearly drove off the road. I went back and visited them one time and they said, that's what we believe. We do not have a minister. All of us are basically ministers, which I think is very biblical. Secondly, I believe the key to growth is having what I call a prospect list. Every church should have created a prospect list of people that they would like to convert, maybe people who have been attending, maybe the wife of a member, or maybe the husband of a member, or maybe some children, or whatever it might be. Today, you're going to graduate from the Jerry Jones Church Growth School. There are only three things a church has to do to grow. Contact non-Christians, teach non-Christians, keep saved saved. That's all you have to do. If you fall down in any one of those areas, the church cannot grow.